A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm Publications Director Nick Connellan, and I'm here in the studio with Melbourne Food and Drink Editor Audrey Payne. Welcome, Audrey.
Thanks, Nick.
What was the best thing you ate this week?
I had this incredible chirashi don from a new pop-up called Sachi, and they have been at Leone upstairs in Carlton for the past few weeks. And it was presented as this beautiful, almost flower-like creation. So there was a mound of rice underneath, and then on top there were all these different styles of raw tuna. The color of the fish was so bright. It almost looked like, you know, when you get a really juicy red plum and you cut it open and it's that translucent, bright, looks like it's going to stay in your clothing kind of color. So it was like that. And then in the center was this beautiful orange cured egg yolk, which was this texture kind of between liquid and solid, that very fine line. And it was really high quality seafood. It was on a bed of red rice, which was seasoned with this red vinegar. So it was kind of this monochromatic delight.
Yum.
Yeah, it was awesome. They're only there for one more week before they move on to a location to be determined, but it was a real special treat.
What's happening in Melbourne food and drink news this week?
I think you and I were both pretty excited about a Nigerian restaurant from Sydney that's about to open in Melbourne.
I sure am.
Little Lagos, which started as a pop-up in Sydney in 2018. And I was talking to the owner and he said that people have been asking him pretty much since they started when they're coming to Melbourne. So they launched with a three-day rooftop party at OKO Kitchen, which is just above the Rowe Street Markets in Fitzroy. And they're ready to go from this week onwards. So they're going to have what the team is known for, which is the Puff Puff Donuts. So they're, do you know donut holes like you'll get? So they're
Donut King at the mall. It's my childhood.
Yeah. So they're slightly bigger versions of donut holes and they're made with a yeasted dough rather than a cake dough. And they also have a vegan black-eyed beans dish, plantains, and the thing I'm really excited to try are these crescent-shaped Nigerian meat pies. So they're made with this flaky pastry, almost looks like a pasty or an empanada, that kind of shape. And that's become a little bit of their specialty. And also goat curry, which is hard to find in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's so exciting. We don't really have much West African food in Melbourne. I think there's only one other Nigerian restaurant that I know of in the city at the moment. So it's great. The more of that we can get and the more, you know, new dishes to try.
Yeah, and it's cool too because they're really invested in making it a community space. So there's going to be DJ sets, fashion shows, lots of little pop-ups and things like that. So it'll be really exciting to see what they do once they have a more permanent footprint.
And what else have we got happening?
We have a new wine bar opening in Albert Park right next to Bread Club. So it's that nice corner building. It's two stories and it's called Wally's, which, much to my delight, I found out it's named after the owner's 10-month-old Grudel. So I say more venues named after dogs, less venues named after grandmas. Sorry. but yeah, so it's the chef Damon McIver, who was previously at Waxflower and Vex Dining, and then Baxter Pickard, who has Grateful, which is an e-commerce website for wine, but he did kind of stress that the wine offering they're going to have at Wally's is a little bit more upmarket. Like Grateful is very much entry-level drops. So he has been scouring wine auctions and found some really rare back vintage labels that he's really excited about. He did describe the wine list to me as a book. So I think wine nerds will be pretty happy. The menu's going to be European inspired, but more French and Italian leaning. And then the wines, the focus is more on French and Australian.
Yeah, I saw that he's sourcing some back vintages from Mount Mary in the Yarra Valley, which is just, I see that word and I'm like, I want to go there. There's a restaurant that's closed now that I used to go to with my family purely because they had a really good stock of Mount Mary. And it was like,
oh yeah,
we'd go there on a Sunday night and I was like, I don't care what I have to eat. All I want to do is drink that Mount Mary reflection. That it's most beautiful wine. So that's really exciting. And then in more kind of Melbourne and national food news, we've also got a new cookbook out, right?
I know. We have a new baking book from Natalie Paul, who people probably best know from Beatrix Bakes, which was this I don't know, indescribable, unbeatable, amazing cake shop in North Melbourne. But she also came out with her first book a couple of years ago.
It's an amazing book. So good.
And this is the follow-up to that. So it's called Another Slice. I was having a look earlier, and if you've cooked out of the first book, like format-wise, it's very similar. And Nat kind of did the best job of inserting these expert tips in the middle of the recipes. So, I mean, I'd never been able to make a sponge cake without it being an absolute flop before I cooked out of her first book. And it's because she has these little hints in there, and she's done that in the second book again. I think what else is really cool is you can kind of use them as companion books. So you could take like a sponge cake recipe from the first book and then use a buttercream recipe from the second book and kind of create your own bakes.
Mix and match.
Mix and match, yeah.
And our last bit of news today is that Broadsheet's running a really exciting competition where you can win a $1,000 Broadsheet gift card, which can be spent at any restaurant of your choosing. Audrey, if you had $1,000 to spend, where would you take people or where would you go?
Okay, I would book out Sleepy's, Steve Chan's restaurant, and I would tell all my friends to show up and get a bunch of bottles and dumplings and rice cakes for everyone.
That's Sleepy's. That's the one in Carlton North,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the best.
Love that. So for your chance to win, click on the link in the show notes and enter the code word on the house, all caps, one word. Every week we answer questions that you listeners send in. And this week we're hearing from Jasper in Preston.
Hey Broadsheet, I'd like some recommendations for the best Indian restaurants in Melbourne.
That is a tricky one. Because, Audrey, how long is a piece of string? But how many Indian restaurants do you think there are in Melbourne?
Oh, at a guess?
Thousands. Or hundreds at the very least.
Yeah. And this year's been huge for Indian restaurants and Indian food, it feels like.
Well, that's what I was going to say, right? There's so, so many of them. Like Chinese food or Italian or Thai, they're really regional. So a lot of the Indian restaurants in Melbourne are Punjabi. That's where mm-hmm. a lot of the immigration comes from. But you can also have Bengali and Goan and all these other places. And then they can also specialize in certain dishes like dosa or thali or biryani or tandoor meats. But I think, as you just alluded to, we can say Indians having a real moment. There's this kind of new guard of chefs that are coming up. Where would you send people right now?
Definitely Enter by Laundry if people haven't been there yet.
In Carlton North?
Yes. Heli Raitura's restaurant. They constantly are changing their menu, and Heli goes to India on these research trips and they specialize in a different cuisine each time. So right now it's Kerala food, which is cool because have you been to Toddy Shop yet?
Not yet.
Nick, what? There's a new restaurant that's just off Smith Street. It's in the former Mono XO space, and Misha Trop is cooking home-style Kerala food there. They've got some of the best vegetarian dishes. Like, their standard menu is all vegetarian, and then they'll have a specials board which has different proteins, and they kind of mark off every night like what the protein is for that evening, and great Indian-style cocktails as well.
So very fun and dynamic.
So fun, yeah.
And then the other one that we should probably talk about is Southall, which has just relocated from St Kilda to Hampton. It mm-hmm. was in St Kilda for 8 years, I believe.
Do you know Bombay by Night? Did you ever go there? It's a Caulfield restaurant, and the Southall owner's parents ran that for 25 years. So it's a big restaurant family, and they're with him in Hampton as well. So
it's a dynasty.
Yeah, dynasty, and just like years of experience there.
And that's that one is kind of pan-Indian. So you've got lamb biryani and chicken tikka masala and Goan fish curry and gulab jamun, those syrupy little donuts for dessert, which I'm just obsessed with those. I guess the other one worth mentioning is Tonka. Tonka has been going for a really long time under Adam Da Silva and has always been kind of pushing things forward. But they've got a new chef, Shannon Borihan Vanaket, who's a Coda alum, and he's changed things up. So he's got a panipuri to start, but he's added a few native ingredients like lemon verbena and muntries. He cooks oysters on the grill and then adds confit chili and amchur, which is that dried green mango powder. So really yummy stuff.
It's cool because I was talking to Heli from Enter by Laundry the other day, and she was talking about how she's noticed since even she started, people are so much more curious about the different specifics of regional Indian cuisine. So it's cool to see more interest in that and to see that the chefs are noticing that on their side as well.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think there's a real parallel with kind of maybe Mexican food in Melbourne 15 years ago, where, you know, we all thought that tacos were like the hard thing out of the box. And now we know what they actually are. We know what the chilies are. We know what tequila and mezcal are. And I think Indian food's still got a bit of a way to go there before the non-Indian population understands it really well. And we're getting there. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Audrey, Melbourne Food and Wine starts tomorrow. And there's three events that we're kind of eyeing off. What's the first one?
This Saturday is the world's longest brunch, which is long in terms of the table length, not in terms of the dining time, which caused me some confusion when I went last year.
It's not a 48-hour marathon.
No, although we should maybe start that event or pitch it next year. So they're taking over King's Domain and there are going to be 1,800 people eating the same three-course meal. Exciting this year, they have a menu designed by Harry Mangat of Vigi Dining, Misha Tropp of Toddy Shop, and Heli Raitura of Interview Laundry.
The people we were just talking about, hey?
Exactly. And I would say my favorite thing last year when I went is just the atmosphere on the day. Like, you're not confined to your seat. It's not stuffy. You're outside. You get to chat to people. People were pretty down to make conversation and hang out. There's all these little brand activations. So there's things to do. You're not just sitting down and eating brunch the whole time. Yeah, it's just a good vibe.
Sitting down and eating brunch all the time. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I know. I know. So then the following weekend, so the 23rd and the 24th at Fed Square, they're doing the second year of the Baker's Dozen.
Oh my God. That was so successful last year. I went down. It wasn't even that late in the day. I think it was like 2 p.m. or something. It was just people everywhere and like this frenzy.
Yeah, crowds like I haven't seen at Fed Square before, to be honest. But they get some of the best bakers around Melbourne to come and do some staples and then some one-off baked goods. And they all have these cute little tents. You almost feel like you're at a country fair or something. This year they've got Baker Blue, they've got the team from The Flower, Marley Bakes, Madeleine de Proust, Mieta by Rosemary, Tarts and On, stack of other places. But it's cool because like most of these places have lines on the weekend, but you can kind of hit them all in one go. You don't have to travel from Malvern to Brunswick or whatever.
So it's like you just come along, just get a big-ass box of pastries and just take them home and gorge. Sounds great.
Exactly.
There's another big event happening at Fed Square, isn't there?
So last year they had a convenience store. This year they have Dan's Diner, which is being taken over by multiple people named Dan. So there's Dan Hunter from Bray, Daniel Wilson from Yakimono, who also founded Huxtable and Huxtaburger, and then Daniel Puskas from a Sydney fine diner, Sixpenny. So you thought that was the end of the Dans. There's not. They somehow found more Dans. There's also Daniel Doherty from Commie on drinks. And you can just come hang out. It's a diner in Fed Square.
Like an American-style diner?
American-style diner.
But I can't imagine Dan Hunter from Bray is just going to be cooking standard pancakes. That's not really his vibe, is it?
So there will be pancakes, but they will be pancakes with bacon and serrano chili honey.
Okay, that sounds good.
So it's going to be amped up versions. Hot honey, can't get enough. Fried chicken and buttermilk waffles, hash browns with the Yarra Valley caviar.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, fancy diner.
Okay, so it is a diner. What are you going to at Melbourne Food and Wine?
I'm really excited. I'm going to go to Grima Aurora's pop-up. It's part of their like chef series. They often get really good talent from overseas come in. So she has Gar in Thailand, which is a 2-Michelin star Indian restaurant. And I'm also going to go to a dinner that Pelissa Anderson from Sydney is doing at BKK with the chef there. So Pelissa and Mo are doing a collab dinner that's kind of exploring the intersections between Thai and Chinese cuisine. So I'm really excited
about that.
Yeah, so many.
Every time I cook Thai food, there's some mention of, you know, this technique originally came from China or this was brought here by Chinese immigrants or something like that.
Yeah. And the focus is going to be on congee. So I'm pretty hyped for that. Yeah. What are you going to?
I'm going to Goat Boy at the Lincoln, which is, there's a chef from Chicago, Jonathan Zaragoza, who starred in a Netflix show called Taco Chronicles. And his specialty is birria, the delicious kind of consomme beef stew type thing, but he does it with goat, which is apparently more traditional from Jalisco, where his family's from. I'm going to the Potato Head pop-up. So Potato Head being that kind of beach club from Bali, they're doing a pop-up on the footpath between Etta and Bar Romantica in Brunswick. Should be really fun, street party. And then kind of to close out the festival, I'm going to the Bar Heather pop-up at Embla. So Bar Heather being a really nice wine bar in Byron Bay that's headed up by Ollie Wong Hee, who is a chef with an Asian background. I'm not sure. I think it might be Malaysian or Chinese Malaysian or something. And so he cooks really interesting wine bar type food, but with Asian flavors and an Asian inflection. So really excited to try his food for the first time. Should be great.